Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, off and rolling, with an awful lot to get to. Of course, Flyers with a good win last night. 76ers back at it tonight. The Eagles, we got the latest mock draft from Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper's 2.0 mock with a lot of trades near the top of the draft. We'll get to that. Phil's spring training first game in a couple days, and more fun with the WIP Awards. Again, a lot in what's been a really busy time in Philadelphia sports. Your phone calls at 215-592-9494. Hop aboard those phone lines, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, pal.
I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about dinosaurs.
Okay.
Less time separates the existence of humans and the T-Rex than the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus.
So they were separated by a long, long, long time.
Think about that.
That's wild. I always thought they were the same time.
I did too. I mean, there's like murals of T-Rexes fighting the Stegosaurus. Right?
If you say so.
Less time exists between humans and the T-Rex than between the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus.
Yeah. It's a good little factoid right there. It is. Let me give you a bad factoid. And everyone, of course, is always 215-592-9494. Let me give you a bad factoid. And it is a fact. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. That the negative opinions of Howie Roseman in this town have run amok. That it's gone too far. And let me say this, John. I had a friend say to me earlier this week. He said, Joe, I can't believe you're such a Howie fan. And I said, it's not so much that I'm a Howie fan, because I actually don't consider myself a Howie fan. It's that I think the conversation has run amok where there's so many people out there that think he's the worst. People act like he's the worst. Now, we have the latest evidence of that by way of the WIP Awards, of course, handing out the Levi's. And we had a category earlier this week on our station to the best executive 2000 to 2020, best executive in Philadelphia sports. And amongst the four finalists, Howie Roseman finished last. Well, okay, that could be the case if you had, like, you know, three supreme examples of all-time greatness. Howie Roseman, ladies and gentlemen, got tripled in the vote, all right, by Ed Wade. Ed Wade! Now, you know, and I've been trying to make this point, maybe not so effectively the last couple of weeks, and I guess to a certain extent the last couple of months. What I'm trying to tell people, and I'm going to say it again and again and again, and you can react to 215-592-9494. I know my opinion's not popular. It's obvious. I get it. I expect a human pinata day today, because I know people are going to line up on the phone lines.
You're wrong.
And they're going to whack away.
I don't know why you insist on taking this side of things. I don't know what keeps this shine on Howie for you.
He's not the worst, John.
Listen, I think for you, it always comes back to Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah,
you
did.
Winning the Super Bowl does not make you a great coach. It does not make you a great quarterback. It does not make you a great GM. We have proof of three. We have proof of each. Winning the Super Bowl does not mean you're great at your GM, coach, or quarterback job.
But it's
not means that your team was great.
Yeah,
they can be independent. They can't exist independently of one another. Howie Roseman is public enemy number one for great reason, and I can't believe it's taken as long as it has. I believe this guy has deconstructed the Eagles organizations before our very eyes while we've sat here and given him credit for it. I believe he's undermined the effectiveness of this organization behind closed doors to secure his own power. I believe he's weakened our personnel department because he felt threatened by people who knew more about football than he did. Like, I'm saying this goes deep. I'm saying I'm cobbling together your reports and all that sort of stuff. None of this is because I know it. All of this is because I'm just trying to make sense of why in the world this guy gets to keep his job through four head coaches.
Well, it's an unusual thing. Look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. I mean, do you really think Howie is actually that bad?
Yes.
And again, everyone at 215-592-9494. Is he that bad? And if so, why? Just, I'm all ears. 215-592-9494. Or do you agree with me that the anti-Howie train, the he's the worst conversation, has just run amok and gone too far? Again, for everyone, from whichever way you come here, 215-592-9494. I mean, John, let me make let me make this really simple. Let me make it really simple. The Howie Roseman is the worst thing that's, you know, running out there. It's running rampant, especially in our station, by the way. Really, really running rampant. It's ridiculous, and let me tell you why. It's gone too far. Yes, I recognize the 2020 Eagles were a disaster, okay? They were a disaster. Yes, he has drafted bad the last few years.
And guess what? The 2021 Eagles are going to be a disaster, too.
See, no, I don't know about that. Yes,
oh, really?
Yes, the Eagles are in salary cap hell right now, but he's far from the worst. First off, John, and you said it, and so, yes, I'll say it because it is true. Howie Roseman was the Eagles general manager, well, actually technically vice president of football operations, when they won the Super Bowl. So when we're talking about Philadelphia sports, and there's a poll out there, as there was this week, for best executive, and by the way, the answer – the winning answer was the right answer. Pat Gillick should be the answer for best executive of the last 20 years in Philadelphia sports. And by the way, Pat Gillick should have 100% of the vote. But he doesn't. Pat Gillick has 54% of the vote. So for the here's my thing, John. For the 46% of people out there that voted for someone other than Pat Gillick, like the fact that Howie Roseman got 4% of the vote, Sam Hinkie got 30%.
Offended that he got any percent.
Ed Wade got 12%. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, okay, so he's one of two executives, him and Gillick.
We're being honest.
He's one of two executives to win a championship here in Philadelphia sports. They did, and John, you consistently push this aside, and I think it's ridiculous when you do so. They did make the playoffs three straight years. Now, you know, they weren't 12-4. Yeah, they were 9-7, but they made the playoffs. Yeah, they won a playoff game in another year beyond just the Super Bowl season. Yes, they had an impressive road victory versus the Bears.
They were buoyed by the fumes of one great year. Buoyed by great decisions. He was justly awarded the executive of the year.
He constructed the
since
team.
Since he has been a disaster,
he constructed
Joe.
The team.
We are, come on, the one thing we were told he was good at, we're now 31st in the NFL in terms of cap
room. All right, let's take that on. Let me take
outside the box drafting. Idiotic.
Okay, let me take on the cap thing because I'm glad you said that. It was actually the next thing I was going to say, so let's go there. So there's no question. Everybody knows it. We don't have to, like, you know, put it up on a board like we have to figure out if it's true or not. No, it's true. The Eagles are in cap hell. They're 100% in cap hell. But I'd ask everybody, and that comes with bad contracts. No question. But I'd ask everybody out there, tell me when they were in cap hell before. I mean, this is the NFL where teams go into cap hell with a fair degree of frequency. If you follow the NFL over the last quarter century since the salary cap thing has come in, right? Teams are in cap hell a lot. Okay. So I'm all ears.
What do you mean?
Someone tell me.
What do you mean teams are in cap hell a lot?
They are. So someone tell me, no, and all these bad, like.
It shouldn't be.
They're in a bad cycle of contracts.
You should never be in a cap situation where you can't spend the money you need to make your team good. Where you can't spend the money you need to address weaknesses on your team. That is exactly where we are. We are in a spot where we can't get better because Howie blew it by signing old and injured veterans, by doing this guaranteed thing with guys that he couldn't properly evaluate. So now they're dead cap. Like, this is the opposite of that 2016-2017
year. That's what I'm telling you. It's rare.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. For him, it is.
No, you know what's rare? Yeah. 2016 to 2017. That's the exception. What you have from Howie Roseman is a disaster that had one good year. And now you're trying to tell me that's who he is?
You think when they
get the executive of the year? Does it really feel like we've got the executive of the year handling this team when we're about to be, again, the worst team in the worst division in the NFL?
I just
that's irreconcilable,
see,
Joe.
The only thing that maybe bothers me more that everyone dogs Howie to this extent is that people actually think I'm a fan of him. I'm not a fan of him. I used to be. I'm not. But what I'm trying to say is he's not the worst. I mean, he got tripled in the vote by Ed Wade for best executive in the last 20 years. I mean, come on. 215-592-9494. We'll see where everyone stands on this.
Hey, we haven't even talked about the fact that our injury woes, I believe, rest in part on Howie's shoulders. You know, going and firing the entire medical staff that won you a Super Bowl, didn't win you a Super Bowl, helped you win a Super Bowl, contributes heavily to why we always seem to be the team that has all the injuries. And that's on Howie, too.
Well, look, everyone can weigh in. 215-592-9494. If you really think he's the worst, if you really think he's that bad, I'll take the calls, and I know they're going to be plentiful. I get it. But if you agree with me that this conversation's run amok and it's really gotten out of control, I'll take those calls also. 215-592-9494. We'll talk about Mel Kiper's latest mock draft. We'll get into that. Phil's with a game in a couple days, the whole deal. It's all here. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.